In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We didn't preach after the gospel this morning because I knew I wanted to say just a few words before this morning's autoklesia, or blessing of the loaves, that is being done today in commemoration of the feast of St. Catherine. But we will resume with our what's become our normal schedule next week, and next week is also a religious education Sunday, with classes downstairs for youth and upstairs for adults from 9:55 to 10:30. This morning's gospel, a ruler stands up to ask Jesus, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And I wanted to consider that as a question with which you might view the life of St. Catherine. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Catherine, as we know, lived in the 4th century. She was known for her beauty, her intelligence, for her nobility. She had a noble upbringing. And as the story of her life goes, when being asked by her parents who she would marry, she said, I could only marry somebody who was better than I was, smarter, more beautiful, more generous, more everything. Now, Catherine's mother was secretly a Christian. She sent Catherine to her spiritual father. The spiritual father gave her an icon of Panagia in Christ. She took it home and she had a dream about Christ, and she realized that the one who was better than she is Christ. But Christ in that dream was revolted by Catherine because of her arrogance. She returned to the spiritual father, became a Christian, and then later had an appearance in a dream to her by Christ, where he accepted her. And that, I think, is one of the reasons that in our tradition we have transposed the service for St. Catherine from the 24th of November to the 25th of November today, because today is the so-called leave-taking, or the last day of celebrating the entrance of the Panagia into the temple. And so in the same way the Panagia is the bride of God, so is Catherine very much the bride of God. Our hymnology refers to her in this way. Well, she was brilliant, and a brilliant debater. And she was challenged by the emperor to debate the best rhetoricians of the times. And she not only was successful in her debating, but she actually convinced many of them to become Christian. And so angered was the emperor that he had Catherine cast in prison, where the emperor's wife came to visit, and a general came to visit, and others. And the people who all came to visit were so inspired that they became Christian by talking to Catherine. The emperor brought her out to be publicly tortured, and she ended her life by submitting to the axe of somebody who would behead her. At the occasion of all of that, many people publicly professed their faith in Christ, and they themselves were martyred because of it. Now, there are some just very simple, important lessons to take away from the life of St. Catherine. First is, it's important to have pious parents. Catherine only had one pious parent, but that was enough, her mother, who looked out for her, who sent her to her spiritual father, who knew what this girl needed, who was so gifted but so full of herself. So pious parents matter. Another lesson, there's no minimum age for sainthood. Yes, we hope and pray that as we get older, that we grow wiser, that we become more humble, that we grow closer to Christ, which is why the life of the church is filled with all kinds of stories about wise old men and wise old women, but you can be a saint at any age, and Catherine reminds us of that. Catherine's life also reminds us that Christianity is for everyone. The soldiers who heard her speak were converted. The brilliant men of her age who heard her speak were converted. The emperor's wife herself was converted. Our message is a universal message. Today on November 25th, we're reminded that Christianity is not a religion for stupid people, as modern culture would have us believe. Catherine was brilliant. The people that listened to her were brilliant as well. the more people actually think and think in a way that is unbiased and without presuppositions, the more they will understand the truth of Christianity. St. Catherine reminds us that courage is a Christian virtue. Let me repeat that. Courage is a Christian virtue. Yes, we talk about humility. Humility is super important. But so is courage. And we should not use our lack of courage as a means of hiding behind our humility when it comes to practicing our faith. The second to last lesson to share with you this morning is this. People who challenge our faith can give us the perfect opportunity to proclaim our faith. So if someone really comes to us and wants to know about our faith, not argue in a vain way, but to really know about our faith, it's a chance for us to explain what we believe and why shouldn't we do that. If someone wants to know the truth, let them hear the truth. If someone wants to know why it is that your life seems so peaceful, despite all of the chaos around you, you should be able to answer that question. Well, it's simple. It's because I'm a Christian. A lesson that is unfortunately true, but nevertheless rather sad, is that some people will never, ever, ever be converted, no matter what they see, no matter how many miracles they hear around them, see around them, no matter what they hear. Some people's hearts remain hardened, and that is a tragic reality of life in the fallen world. And that is a problem that we leave to God to solve. It is nevertheless true. And so none of us should ever be disappointed by the fact that 100% of the world is not comprised of Christians, because we don't have 100% of the world comprised of people whose hearts are soft and ready to hear the word. And one last thought, by the way. Did we mention that St. Catherine was a woman? We had a group come in here from a school, as they do every semester, and one of the young people was actually not a child. One of the young people was a senior in high school, kind of just blurted out, "Half the icons in here are of women." And I said, "Yes, that's because roughly half the population is female and half of our saints are women." And on the day of the leave-taking of the Panagia, and on this day of St. Catherine, I think it's important for us to affirm that anyone who preaches subservience of women or inferiority of women or any such thing, they're not preaching the Christian message. And just look around you and look at the icons. Look at the life of St. Catherine. There is neither Greek nor Jew, male nor female. So the answer to the question maybe this morning is very simple. The question, what should we do to inherit eternal life? Be more like St. Catherine.